All right. All right. Welcome to episode 104.
Season 1, episode 4.
I figure episode 4, we'll call this episode A New Hope Spot.
A New Hope. A New Hope Spot. There we go.
A New Hope Spot.
That's a hope.
Got.
Spot. A New Hope Spot.
This episode may have some background noise, but you know, we're new. We're working on shit. You know, we're working on shit.
Live when I said a total blackout.
It might have some heavy background noise, but you know what?
That's cool.
You know, the only way to live life is to experience things and shut the fuck up and listen. And shut
That's
up.
That's right.
Everybody has a little background noise in their life, and if you say you don't, you're a fucking cock sucking liar.
All right.
And that was Matt Flowers.
Let's put that in quotations and use it as, like, publicize that in a book somewhere. I could see that, like, put that in the foreword of a really high class book.
Yeah. New York Times bestseller.
It's philosophy.
Philosophy, yeah.
Everyone has background in their life, and if you say you don't, you're a fucking liar. Cocksucker. You're going to enjoy this book. Read it, you fucking bullshit cocksucking liar.
Goddamn motherfucking titty-sucking piece of shit. Cheap-ass book that you bought.
And you probably bought it paperback, you fucking Jew. You didn't get the hardcover with the fucking paper sleeve, you cheap piece of shit, penny pinching dildo.
Goddamn
the hell's
dog
wrong?
Dick licking fucking paperback Jew.
What?
Wow, you're talking about starting off hot. There we go. Pod trash number 4. Open the fuck up.
Anyway, so I'm a Temple journalism graduate. And you know me, Matt Flowers, award winning journalist. And it's going to be a good night tonight. I feel a lot. I got a boner right now.
Another
a couple
Matt
bones
Flowers.
We're going to pick tonight. Let's get this thing started.
Another
right.
Matt Flowers quote is, if you like Will Smith, then fuck you.
I wanted to bring something up if we can. We've done 3 episodes. We've done 3 different bits with movie trivias and things of that nature. All 3 have failed.
Yeah, I haven't thought of another thing, and I don't
one
even
thing I
care, really.
One thing I wanted to try, directly ripped off from Preston and Steve, was the 5 and 10 game. If you guys
I have no idea what that
with
is.
This. Nope. Well, basically, all it is, it's very plain and simple. I'll shout out a subject. You give me 5 of those things within 10 seconds. So basically, if I say, give me 5 Adam Sandler movies in 10 seconds, go. And then you give Waterboy.
Can we say that we didn't rip it off from another show?
And sure.
Just pretend, just edit that out in your head. If you're listening to this, if the 11 people who may listen to this show have heard him say that he's ripping that off from somebody, just pretend like you didn't hear that. And
it's
we'll
completely
just go,
ours.
It's ours.
Well, the way I look at it, everybody rips off somebody one time. So if you're lying, you're lying.
Yeah, nothing's original. Everything's been done before.
Everything out of Matt Flowers' mouth is original.
Oh, yeah, totally.
That one.
If you're lying, you're lying, and you're a fucking liar. Fuck you. You take your fucking lying ass and shove it up your own face.
Let's play it.
All right. Okay.
Do
let's
it.
See. Let me think of one. Do you have one?
I kind of wanted to get to that a little bit later. I wanted you to
okay, sure.
to jump in on some of that rants that you wanted to unload.
God in heaven, I have so many fucking because
I know
rants.
Like you came in the door hot today. Like you wanted
yeah,
to just
I,
fucking.
Oh God, I should have saved it. I should have. I wish we were recording as soon as I walked in today because I was so pissed off. My actual job ran late today, and these guys were waiting at my house, waiting to do the podcast. What do you guys hear? Like 15, 20 minutes, something like that. We would have started on time. Everything would have been fine if I would have gotten home early, and I would have gotten home early or on time at least if I didn't stop at McDonald's because McDonald's fucked me hard in the ass with an iron stick.
What happened?
I decided to get.
They're very special on iron sticks.
Yeah. I decided to pull over and get some food for everybody. I figured I'd be nice, and I was thinking hot, crispy McDonald's French fries in my head and in my stomach. And I pull in. This is my main problem with any fast food restaurant, whether it's McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King, whatever. You get a value meal, and no matter what meal you get, it always comes with fries. But every time, almost every, without fail, oh, sir, we're just waiting on your fries. Just step to the side. We'll get you fries. Everything else is ready. The burger that is so unique that it has its own fucking McName is so unique. That's
has
ready.
Its own cover, the color and cover, like the has its own like paper, like
It
has
like
its own little box.
Print. Yeah.
It has its
they
own
printed it up and everything, and that's ready. But our fries aren't. Even though fries come with every fucking meal in the entire history of value meals. Okay? So that always pisses me off. So it's like, okay, I'm going to get fries. I'm sure I'm going to have to wait. I pull up to the drive-thru, and I see as big as fucking life on the back wall of the parking lot. It's attached to a fence. It goes, I swear to God, it's got to be like a fucking 50-foot banner. I swear to fucking Christ, 20-piece chicken McNugget. $5. I said, all right, that's a great deal. I'm going
to
get that.
You won't have
piece.
To wait. Yeah.
Don't have to. Yeah, I'm in the drive-thru. This is fantastic. I order the McNuggets. $5. All right, sweet. I pull up to the fucking pay window, and they go, sir, can you pull into that fucking spot number one over there? I added the fucking vaginization. I said, can you pull into that fucking
like
spot over fucking there?
Vaginization.
Yeah, for the vaginization. Pull into that spot over there. Your McNuggets are going to be a couple minutes. Are you... Like, really? Fucking really? Fucking really? Because, fucking really because of this, okay? Because, why advertise something that huge? That huge across the whole fucking back lot? McNuggets, $5, fucking come and get them, people. And then not fucking have them ready. That's fucking pissed me off so goddamn much.
I saw you like... shaking with your Lewis Black idiosyncrasies when you walked in the door.
Yeah.
I didn't want to, like, when you, like, walked in, I didn't want to say that I didn't want McDonald's. Like, I felt so bad. I was like, I'm not telling him I'm not going to eat this McDonald's. I'm just going to let him go.
It took so much to get these McNuggets, and then fucking Corey Castle over here is like, you know, I'm just not going to have any. Like, my rant turned him off to McNuggets.
I don't want to sound ungrateful, Rick, but I don't want that.
What did you say exactly? Though?
I said, if I eat those, I will throw up out of my butt and I will shit out of my mouth because McDonald's makes that happen to me.
That's just vomit and shit coming out of different areas.
Yes. So,
but yeah, that was one of my rants.
Thank you for the McNuggets. They were scrumdiddlyumptious.
That's no problem.
You know what? You were saying they were yucky as you were eating. They were
they
like,
weren't that great.
All this fucking anguish for shitty nuggets.
You know, if I'm waiting for nuggets, then they should be hot off the presses. You know what I'm saying? Like fucking fresh out of the batter. I want a chicken to shit those McNuggets immediately and then be piping hot shit McNuggets. You know what I'm saying? Oh, just bam.
Extra,
you know what,
extra shit all about it.
You know when you're waiting for your fries and then they're making new fries. So when you get those fries, they're piping hot and they're delicious and they haven't been sitting under a heat lamp or anything like that. So I was expecting that for the McNuggets and I didn't get said hotness.
What I was just picturing was that scene from South Park with the ass burgers where Cartman would stick the burgers in his ass. Like, now time to go add the secret recipe.
Yeah.
Finally ready.
That's probably what happened to my McNuggets.
They weren't piping hot. No. They were ass warm.
They were ass warm.
Luke's ass.
Yeah.
That's where the expression lukewarm came from. Because it was in Luke's ass. Yeah.
All right.
So what was the other thing that had you fucking... You were all.
Traffic.
Beating sweat and almost Incredible Hulk.
Traffic really pissed me off. You know what? There's a red and white upside down triangle that you see before you get onto most highways or expressways or whatever.
Yield.
It says yield on it really big. It's pretty easy to fucking read. People don't seem to understand what the fuck that means because. That yield doesn't mean go as fast as possible and pray that someone lets you in. Like, that's not what fucking yielding is. Yielding is slowing down, looking to see if any traffic is coming, and then easing your way out. If no traffic is there, then you go. If traffic is coming, you fucking stop. You have to fucking stop because I'm not fucking slowing down to let you in. Fuck you, okay? I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you're the one entering the highway, but when I entered the highway, guess what? I fucking yielded. And if traffic was coming, then I fucking stopped. Dude, I know you're the wrong person to be talking about traffic.
I mean, that thing happened. Like, I saw a yield sign, and I fucking went anyway. There was no cars coming, and then I got pulled over. The fucking out of nowhere, like, and they're like, "Oh, you there was a yield back there, and you didn't yield." I was like, "There was fucking nobody there," and then they're like, do you have proof of insurance? Do you have your license?
Have a license?
I was like, "Nope, I don't have a license. I don't have proof of insurance. I don't have shit." And they were like, "Step out of the car. We're taking this car. Fucking walk away." So I just walked home from there.
That's what happens when you don't have your shit.
So I didn't have my shit.
But yeah, that's the somebody honked at me because as they were coming on, I was just driving along doing 65 miles an hour. They were doing like what, 25,
35? Did you pull out your gun?
Huh?
Did you pull out your gun?
Pull out your gun. Did you pull out my cock? Just smack him in the face.
Said, pull out your cock. You want to smell my dick? You want to smell my dick? Huh? Bitch.
But he actually honked at me because I didn't slow down and let them in, and they had to slow down and get behind me. It just pisses me off. I'm not nearly as pissed off now as I was back then, but when it actually happened. But yeah, that's I could go on, but I'm not going to. It's been 12 minutes already of me just screaming about how shitty my day has been.
Yeah. I saw this thing on the news last night, and I wanted to bring it up for you guys. I just saw like the thing. And they're like, "This at 11. Check this out." But I didn't like actually watch it at 11. Yeah, no, I didn't watch it. They were like, "This sport is an Olympic sport," and I was like, "Okay, I don't ever heard of it." And then they're like, "It's called shin kicking, and these dudes just grab each other by the arms." And they just fucking kick each other in the shins until one of them falls down and they lose. I'm like, what Olympics is this in? I've never seen these Olympics. So I wanted to look it up on YouTube, but I fucking haven't.
It's kind of like the South Park, the Rochambeau.
Yeah, except for shins. Rochambeau.
It's when you kick each other in the balls and the first person to fall down loses.
Yeah, so.
That's not an actual thing.
So look that up on YouTube. Maybe I'll look it up and I'll post something on... on Pod Trash Facebook.
Something, yeah. Yeah, we have a Facebook now.
Well, yeah.
You want to talk about that, Matt Flowers?
Well, no, that's how it happened. I created a group page, which is not a
fan
page.
So you want me to create a fan page?
But if you come across the group page, you know, by all means, add yourself to it. But yeah, we have a Facebook fan page now, so like us, follow us, listen to us. And give us comments, and give us shit to talk about,
and give a shit.
Give a shit, and we can steal it.
And give a shit. Actually, care about our fucking bullshit podcast. No one cares. Our fucking podcastrophe going on over here.
Yeah, we know all you motherfuckers are on Facebook. All right, posting about your fucking shitty looking dog and your fucking ugly mom and all this shit. So
I post about my mom and my dogs, but my mom's not shitty looking and my dogs don't
suck. Know what I mean, people are on Facebook constant and it's like you don't have time to like our page. You're fucking on Facebook. Our shit and listen to us. You know what I mean, like you're sitting on Facebook, you know, jerking off the pictures of your fucking niece's dance recital.
What?
Like our shit and listen to us. That's important. All right. You fucking.
That's like
listen,
something.
Let me finish my fucking.
So
sentence.
Odd to just randomly pull that out of
that's
your.
That's what people do on Facebook, man.
I do that. Yeah. I would. No. Your I just felt like raising my head. My niece's dance recital, and I jerk off to it. How about Twitter? Are we on Twitter yet?
No.
No, we didn't work on Twitter yet.
Yeah, because I just hadn't had time yet. But we will get a Twitter, and it's going to be really interactive. And we'll give you free shit.
No, it won't.
You know what I mean?
No, it won't. We don't care.
You scratch our back, we'll scratch yours.
Squid with Pro Row.
But we will have a Twitter page up, so just check it out. Look for it, you know. Because Twitter's basically...
Rich, just get off your dick.
What are you doing?
He's just...
Talk to my dick. He's my
putting his... dick all over the place.
Do you ever sit down and you sit down spread legged and then your crotch is out like 15 feet from where your balls start? You know what I'm talking about? If you're wearing like baggy pants and you sit down.
Okay, I get what you're
And the crotch of your pants is way hardcore away from your dick, right? So I was just adjusting my pants.
It looked like
a cowboy saddling up with my balls like, "Are you rootin' tootin' son of a varmint?"
Rassin' frassin' burgin' frackin' burgin'.
Oh, tarnation. Great horny toads. My biscuits are burning. I'm
fire in the hatch. But I haven't worn like...
I don't know what we were talking about. We're talking about my baggy pants and my long crotch.
Did you come up with the 5 and 10 trick?
Yeah, I just came up with that.
No, what I mean, but did you come up with the topics? I mean,
I have a couple off the top of my head, but I mean, well, you guys can add more, and you know, as we can go along.
Okay.
Okay. So here, I'll tell you what, Matt Flowers. I got a little stopwatch on my phone here. So you're just gonna wait until 10, and then just make a noise, make it like a or whatever when we get to 10 seconds. Hit that middle button, and then when it starts, when I say, huh?
Do we have to? Do we get to go at the same time, or is it like you go and then I go, and then is it like?
No. Like I'll ask you.
Is it my turn, and then it's your turn?
Yeah, like I'll ask you, and then when you're done, and then we'll find out who's next and who's counting and who's doing what. So when I say go, hit the start.
I have to get five.
You have to get five of them. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
This is gonna be a tough one. I'm gonna start out tough.
I hope it's shit I understand.
No, you're going to understand it. Okay, ready. In 10 seconds, give me 5 bridges. Go.
Ben Franklin, Walt Whitman, Betsy Ross, Golden Gate Bridge, and the Ben Franklin Bridge.
There you go. Did he say Ben Franklin twice? Huh? Done. He said Ben Franklin
twice. I was
going
to say the bridge over troubled waters, but I didn't know how to... I had too much saliva in my mouth.
All right, does anybody else want to go, or do you want me to ask somebody else, or? Yeah, you want to? Yeah. All right, I'm gonna give you an easier one. You ready, Matt?
I'm ready.
Here, do you want to keep time there, Corey? All right. In 10 seconds, give me 5. Hurry up, fix it. You ready? Okay. In 10 seconds, give me 5 Mel Gibson movies. Go.
Okay. Can you start over? Give me another topic.
What the fuck?
Lethal Weapon. Lethal Weapon 2. Lethal Weapon 3. Lethal Weapon 4. Lethal Weapon 5.
There's no Lethal Weapon 5.
The face. The man without a face.
The face.
I got it. I got it, dude. Give me another chance, man. All right. Here, do you want to go?
I have a microphone. What are you handing me a microphone for? All right. Ask me. Pick up something.
I'm gonna say like something easy. Give me 5 value meals. Number 1, number 2, number 3, number 4, number 5. Oh, damn, you're good at this game.
All right, let me try to think of it.
All right, fuck it. Then I'll give you another one. I'll give you an easy one.
I'll think of one as you're giving me another one.
That's not gonna work, but okay.
Well, I'm thinking of one now.
Okay. All right. In 10 seconds, give me 5 Adam Sandler movies. Go.
Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, Big Daddy, 51st Dates, Mr. Deeds.
There we go. I know that was an easy one. Well, I wanted somebody to get one.
All right.
My turn, sir. Come on, you gotta have something for me.
All right. Give me, in 10 seconds, give me 5 tag teams in WWE currently.
You didn't say go. I'm waiting for you to say go.
1, 2, 3, go.
Okay. Shit. Okay. Currently, start the fucking timer over. What are you doing?
Oh, yeah. Wait,
I have the time in my fucking head. All right. That fucked up.
All right.
Well, I'm gonna say that I failed. You're supposed to say go, and then the timer starts.
All right,
give me another time, real quick.
Brand's potato chips, go.
Hers, Doritos, fucking Lay's, Fritos, and Tostitos.
I'm pretty sure.
You weren't even looking at the clock. You were looking at me the whole time.
They were all the same thing.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Lay's
and Fritos are the same thing.
Lay's and Fritos. Lay's? No. There's Lay's potato chips, and then there's Fritos that are just Fritos.
Fritos, Tostitos, and Doritos are the same company. They're under Lay's.
I don't care if they're the same fucking company.
Just say, I was expecting you to say, like, oh, then, yeah, I right, thought you were going to say, like, sour cream and onion, ranch.
Do I have a turn now? Like, I thought you said maybe five ranch potato chips.
Well, why would I make it that specific? Name me four blue-eyed people that you know today who would say things to you that rhyme all the time.
All right. All right.
Did you come up with one?
I'm ready to go. Oh, I'm asking now? Oh, okay.
Who are you asking?
I was waiting for one. I'm going to ask you. All right. All right. Name five African-American casted sitcoms. Go.
Steve Urkel. Carl Winslow. No. Eddie Winslow.
Dude, shows. Shows.
Shows.
Shows. Go. Shows. Go.
Oh, sitcoms.
Go.
Meet the Browns. Family Matters. Sanford and Son.
Okay.
All that.
That was Keenan a hard one. That was a hard one.
You know what? I wanted to say,
fuck you.
Amen. And I wanted to say that Jefferson. Yeah, I fucked up.
That's all right.
I'm sorry, black people. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. None of the black people.
Black people.
Can I ask another one? Do I get another chance? Should I ask myself or?
No, let me ask you one.
All right,
because you haven't fucking gone yet.
I did, and I fucked up.
All right. Name five Spider-Man villains.
Spider-Man one.
Villains.
Oh, villains. Kingpin, Lizard Man, Green Goblin, Venom, and fucking Sandman.
I don't know if Lizard Man counts.
It's Lizard. Dude.
He is he's the Lizard.
Lizard Man.
I don't know. Lizard Man. I don't know. Lizard Man, redhead chick.
What, do I ask you one now? Is that the game plan or what? This is fun.
This is fun.
This is, I could do this, this for is hours. Fun.
You want to ask me one too? All right. Go ahead.
Okay. Give me five films revolved around a serial killer.
Fucking hell. Nightmare on Elm Street. Fucking Halloween. Fucking Friday the 13th. Fucking Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Fucking.
Dude, we're on a roll.
Yeah.
You got four.
Son of a dick. All right. Let me ask Mr. Castle some business. Here, you want a time there? Let's see. What can we get here? Let's get something good. What can we get here? I don't have one. Give me 5 days of the week. Go.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
All right. Yeah, in 3 seconds. What a awesome guy.
Should we go into another subject?
I fucking skipped the weekend. I should have said Saturday and Sunday. Goddamn.
All right, gentlemen. That was fun.
I wanted to talk about the main event.
Yeah,
that
dude.
Happened on Saturday. Rick, you weren't there, of course, because you were too busy with your climbing up ladders and getting all sore. But
yeah. We all sex-like in his butthole,
where puke happens.
All right. But I was at OTW on Saturday, by the way. I was filming a wrestling show. I had nothing to do with sex in my butthole where puke happens. I was climbing up and down ladders to film stuff. And that is all.
And on to what we were talking about.
Yeah, main event. I wasn't there. I don't even know what you're talking about.
It was this like event that happened in Pendel.
The main event. Basically honored.
It was like war veterans
and
thing.
Military personnel. And it was pretty cool because they had fireworks. And
yeah, I mean, I didn't show up for the beginning part. I just saw came
you
for the fireworks.
You didn't miss anything, man.
I didn't see any of the ceremony thing, but you guys were like, oh, they had all these speeches and people talking and stuff, but it was bullshit because you couldn't hear.
Yeah,
see
you couldn't fucking see them.
But
so why would I care about them?
I mean, there was like vendor stands set up and like shit like that, and we were just talking about like something I wanted to talk to you about, Rich, but I haven't talked to you or seen you since then. But I think that would be like the perfect environment to try to set up some kind of wrestling show. Maybe like for like the like they're if they're going to keep doing this every Memorial Day, they called it the first annual main event. So of course they're going to do another one. The first annual, actually the first ever. We're never doing it again.
The first and last annual. But, doesn't really make sense.
But
first and last annual main event.
But. Yeah, yeah, so
if it's something called the main event. I assumed it had something to do with wrestling.
So, I mean, if we can,
that's what I said.
So, if we can get together something, I think, crowds like that are so easy. How many times have you worked like outdoor festivals where there's just like shitloads of people who are there for free, who are just buying into every dumb thing that happens on the show, and if they're there for like a
And a cause of some kind.
Yeah, it's a Wounded Warrior Foundation. Yeah. Foundation. I think if you like if you book like a guy who's wearing red, white, and blue against some guy with a fucking foreigner gimmick, people buy the shit out of that. They eat right out of the palm of your hand. So I mean, we gotta set up a meeting with the guy who runs it and really talk to him about doing this because they're trying to get more tourism in the town, and I think that would kind of help. What do you think?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
We were. that's a good. That's
my.
I like
my
your
intel.
I like your input on that. But
I'm just saying, you'd have to first. You have to talk. It depends on who's running this. Like, is me and you running this?
That's what I was thinking. The three of us could run it.
Absolutely, and but I mean, we need to rent a ring.
I mean, we get by the guy. That stuff. I mean, we have to worry about first getting it to be an idea that they approve of.
Yeah.
Like, if we're like, oh, we rented a ring for a show that we don't know is going to fucking happen.
Yeah, I understand that. But I mean,
like, you know, it's a whole year from now, obviously. But I think it's something we can you know, get to.
Sure.
There's whispers happening over there. Whispering.
I'm hearing whispering.
About how much funnier we are than Total Blackout, which can be seen on Sci-Fi Wednesday nights at 10. So that's what's us. You know, we're brought to you by Jaleel White and
Gotti Cheese.
Total Blackout.
Gotti Cheese.
Oh, I know I smell that from somewhere.
I know that's
my butthole.
Did we talk about this last week?
Yeah, we did.
We did. Okay. We did. All right. Well, let's not talk about Total Blackout again. Even though we talk about Raw every week, let's not have a Total Blackout segment.
But just to finish up on that topic, I think it's a great idea, and if we can get a meeting, I think it'll be a lot of fun.
You know what? The first week we talked about, the first episode we talked about, I was kind of looking forward to seeing Men in Black 3. I didn't see it, but I wanted.
Oh, good thing. good thing you brought it up.
No,
then.
But my sister Jess went and saw it, and it was like kind of late. It was kind of late at night, and she was like heading into her room. She's 17. She went with her boyfriend to see the movie, and then I guess she was tired and was kind of no-selling it. And I was like, "How was it?" She was like, "Good. It was all right, I guess." And then she like went to sleep. And the next day, she like when she woke up, I was like, "So, what did you really think of the movie?" And she was like, "Oh, I loved it. It was great. The first one was really good. The second one sucked.
Yeah.
And the third one was really good." But, you know, like the night before, I was at Matt's house. I was at your house, and we were talking about it. And everyone, I think you had said that you heard it was more of like a buddy comedy and stuff. But I didn't.
You were yawning. It looked like you were trying to stick the microphone right in your mouth. You were yawning with the microphone right in front of your face. Hey, look, this isn't a black man's dick right here. Right? It's a microphone. All right. I just won't see it because Will Smith's in it.
Oh, well, I was watching Independence Day yesterday. It was on AMC. Oh, this is another thing I want to ask you. Do you guys have a Dish network at your house, or do you have Verizon Fios?
By the way, I worked 14 hours today. That's why I was yawning. I'm very tired.
I wasn't laughing at the fact that you were yawning. It was just that we had the microphone. Like you were trying to eat the microphone.
Have the microphone in front of my face as I was yawning.
They're apparently doing away with AMC on Dish Network. So you can't watch like Walking Dead anymore, which is one of my favorite shows. It's fucking awesome. You watch that show?
I do.
How do you not
watch the first episode? And I fucking was so bored, I fell asleep.
You're a dick.
I'm not a dick, dude. You know what? These shows suck.
You're a
man.
Smelly, infected
fucking
dickhole.
People keep telling me this. Oh, you don't watch Game of fucking Turds.
No,
and you don't watch...
Who gives a shit about Game of Thrones? Well, I don't care about that. With the angry
dead.
Elf on it.
Fuck. Look, that. I watched Dexter and Homeland.
Did you? I just finished watching the latest season
save
of
it,
Dexter.
Save it, because this guy's telling me to wrap up.
No, fuck him. No.
Should we wrap up? All right, we're going to wrap up, ladies and gentlemen. This is, all right, well, okay, I'm sorry. My thoughts are input right now. Fuck you.
No, wait a second. I love that I get the fuck. I put my finger in the air and I wave it around in a circular motion. And that means wrap it up because we're running out of fucking time.
And I say,
and you're like,
fuck him.
I'm like trying to get it to the point where.
People get sick of listening to us for more than
people. Is that your impersonation? It's time to shut the fuck up. All right, look, I thought you were telling me that the wrap up, you're gonna go for a fucking elbow drop off the top rope. You know what I'm saying, Macho Man?
Oh yeah,
you gotta wrap up the show, brother.
This is also what my proctologist does.
Your asshole is that big.
Yeah, just.
It's like the hole in trees that squirrels live in. Anyway, this has been another exciting edition of Pod Trash. Please leave feedback on our Facebook, facebook.com/podtrashcomedy. I tried to make it just Pod Trash, but that was. It said that was unavailable. I don't know if anybody else has that, but it said it was unavailable.
Our name, bitch.
Let's go look it up and be like, fuck you, we're coming for you.
We're Pod Trash.
Fuck you, we're coming.
We've had four episodes.
This is a New Hope spot, and you're a piece of shit. Four episodes in.
So anyway, follow us on Facebook, Pod Trash. Like us. Look at what we have on there. Ask us questions, tell us dirty things in our ears.
I know this is already like 2 months from now, but I put a thing up on there saying that on August 6th, I will be performing at the Helium Comedy Club as part of Philly's Funniest Person. There's an event there, and if you go, tickets are like $10, but if you say my name when you call the ticket office, the number's on the event, you get 2 for 1. And you can come laugh and help me advance to maybe the second round. I don't think I'm going to win, obviously. Oh,
support local comedians.
I don't think I'm going to win. I came in third place of a shitty one, so I don't think I'm going to win this one because it's just a big deal because I haven't performed at the Helium Comedy Club in a really long time. And I'm really not that funny.
Hey, Negative Nancy. Turn that frown upside down.
Did you hear that there was an earthquake in Chile?
I don't know what that reference was.
It was a Debbie Downer from fucking Saturday Night Live.
You gotta listen to the No Holds Barred theme song, right?
Rising up, back
that's
on
not it. All right,
no, I just wanted to sit.
Are we done?
If you're taking a shit along with this podcast, now you just shit along with my singing. All right, yeah.
So the next time you're taking a shit, you know, subscribe to us on iTunes, and when you're taking a shit, remember us.
You think people are driving while they're listening to this? Yeah. Look out for that! Awful joke. No, it's terrible. No, that was not a good way to close.
Shut up.
Here's a good way to close the show.
Shut up. Just end it.
Here's a good way to end the show.
We have the Lethal Weapon theme song.
About to start singing the Lethal Weapon theme song.
Dick.
I don't know how. I forget.
Everybody shut
when
up.
You lose
5,
yourself.
4, 3... 2
and there's no. Is that how it goes?
Oh my god. Listen, for Rick Feinberg, Corey Castle, Matt Flowers, this is Pod Trash episode 104, A New Hope Spot. Thank you very much and sing the goddamn song.
Hey Matt, fuck you.
When you lose your love, and it makes your life turn cold, when it tears you apart, your heart and soul just can't go on. When love's alive, it sets you free. When it